Story 15, Cousins and Black Privilege. Many times, we don't know who paved the way for us. For me, it was those who fought for civil rights in the 1950s and 60s. Because of their actions, laws were passed and doors of opportunity were opened for me. I took advantage of those opportunities, and by being one of the, quote, first and a member of the talented 10th, I helped open doors for the next generation following me. Being the first Black or only Black in so many situations eventually made it comfortable for whites to be around other Blacks. These whites experienced Black people as teachers, co-workers, fellow students, and participants in society. This familiarity, the paving of the way by many others like me, made it easier for the next generation. A recent Facebook post by my young cousin Dawn reminded me of all of this, those who paved the way. She mentioned in her post that for the first time in her 49 years, a white man called her a nigger. I was surprised and commented that she was fortunate that this was her first time. I told her she should talk to her elder family members to fully understand how privileged she is. Yes, my young cousin doesn't know that she is a recipient of Black privilege. Let me explain. My older cousin, Cousin Sally, once told me a story about her grandmother, Molly. Her grandmother had a brand on her forehead. Yes, a brand. Cousin Sally's grandmother had been an enslaved Black woman. Her master branded her so she could always be identified. Cousin Sally's grandmother was a midwife. She delivered white and Black babies in surrounding counties around McDonough, Georgia, outside Atlanta. She delivered generations of babies and was well known and appreciated. As a midwife, Molly would spend weeks and maybe months from her home plantation waiting for the new baby. Successful delivery of babies wasn't always a guarantee for Blacks or whites. This skill made her a valuable slave. That is why she was branded, so there would be no confusion about her ownership. Cousin Sally remembered her grandmother being treated with great respect in her old age. That resulted in a rare privilege for all of her offspring. Whereas other Blacks would be required to walk around town and not through the town, or were required to be out of town by sundown, etc., the children and the grandchildren of Molly were given the privilege of walking through town. That was Black privilege. So when I hear my young cousin say she has never been called a nigger until now, I know that she has been privileged. She is the recipient of the trials and tribulations of those who came before her. We all are. I wanted my young cousin to get two lessons from this story. First, be grateful for those who came before you and made your way just a bit easier. You should do that for those that follow you. And then I gave her some old elder wisdom regarding name calling. I told her, if someone called you a grape, would you answer? Of course not, because you know you're not a grape. That is true for all labels. We can choose what we will respond to. Be thankful someone paved the way. Enjoy your privileges and make a way for others.